As we continue now with the next segment in our occasional series on the nation's dropout crisis, consider this. About 7,000 kids drop out of school every day in the United States. Nearly half of the students in the Atlanta public schools do not make it to graduation. Atlanta students like these.
I never fit into the normal model of public education.
I didn't go back after I had my son.
I just had to do what I had to do. I was in a foster home. No, I didn't like it at all.
I was a bad kid, probably, by most standards.
I just stopped going to school.
Research shows that failing classes, coming from a low-income household, and failure early in school are some of the most common predictors of becoming a dropout. But what is really going on at the moment a student becomes a dropout statistic?
Mom and Dad, they used to argue a lot about money and bills. And when I heard them arguing, we was like already like 2 months behind on rent. Rent man wanted his money. And, you know, I just got tired of hearing that. And, you know, I was saying to myself, what can I do to help them out?
That's when Marlo Alexander decided to drop out of Alonzo A. Krim High School here in Atlanta. Producer Jennifer Ament interviewed high school dropouts all over Atlanta, including Marlo.
My name is Marlo Alexander, and we're down here next door to my house. I'm down here helping this guy build a shed for his house. Basically, you know, I try to go out every day and try to find some kind of work, you know what I'm saying? So that's basically what I do, me and my uncle. I'm 34. I'll be 35 Friday. When I was 17 and we were staying down the street, Mom and Dad, they used to argue a lot about money and bills. And when I heard them arguing, we was like already like 2 months behind on rent. Rent man wanted his money. And, you know, I just got tired of hearing that. And, you know, I was saying to myself, what can I do to help them out? So I decided to just go ahead and drop out at that particular time. Well, right now I'm staying with my mother, you know, because times are hard now, you know, and sometimes you have to fall back on family when times get hard if you don't have a backup plan. And that's one of the mistakes that I made, you know, growing up. I didn't have a backup plan. You know, I'm just moving forward with everything. I always think like, okay, if I'd have graduated, where would I be headed then? You know, where would I be now if I'd have graduated? I never thought about after I graduate what did I wanted to do. But, you know, working out down that golf course and doing the things that I did out there, I would probably want to go out there with my dad, you know, because that's where he retired from. And it's really like a family thing because his dad worked out there too. You know, his dad got him on. Yeah, you know, I grew up in a house where it's five of us, two girls, three boys, and me and my older brother, he's a year older than me. You know, we decided to just going out there with my dad, you know. He was the head mechanic out there. But, you know, we was mowing greens or whatnot out there. You know, and I liked that job out there too, though, you know. But didn't work out for us, you know. And I wanted to try to follow in his footsteps out there. But, you know, business had got slow or whatnot. And, you know, the last ones to come in is always the first ones to go, you know, when they slack down on the business. So I was one of the first ones to go. And, you know, I've been doing this ever since after that.
That was Marlo Alexander on why he dropped out of Alonzo A. Krim High School here in Atlanta. Marlo is currently applying for jobs in Atlanta. Our producer was Jennifer Ament. Our American Graduate Dropout Prevention coverage is supported by grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Rita Allen Foundation, and the National Black Programming Consortium. To hear this and other segments from the series, you can visit our website at wabe.org.